for G's only, for G's only. And it's for our woman who's at the C-suite level, CEO. And we coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walking the walk, talking the talk, being the boss lady. Welcome to the C-suite, where we help build women leadership and how to be the boss lady. So welcome to the C-suite. So let's talk about being a CEO.
Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to C-Suite's podcast with your host, Jody Hood. It's a place where women C-Suite executives share and compare unfiltered realities that women face that our male counterparts will never face. We laugh, we cry, we survive, and we thrive. Now, today, it is no secret that still in 2024, women are still struggling to break the glass ceilings. But what is even more disheartening is the fact that C-suites are being put on the glass cliff with no grip, and not without fatalities, both literally and figuratively. So today, I am very honored to have a special guest, Ms. Relinda Watts, and she's going to detail the glass cliff, its devastating effects, and what C-suites can do to reduce harm. Let me tell you something. C-suites must bind together in support and solidarity in order to survive and thrive in the rarefied air of the C-suite. So welcome, Relinda. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Hi, Jody. Thanks so much for having me today. So I'm Relinda Watts. I am based in Los Angeles, and I am a diversity, equity, inclusion consultant, educator, researcher, and writer. And so a lot of my research and writing is really unpacking the experiences of Black women in the workplace, thinking about recruitment and retention, in the workplace, right? What will help us and sustain us to stay? Why do we leave? And that actually, in the last few years has really uncovered a lot of the challenges that exist for Black women in the workplace, and in particular, thinking about the glass cliff and the impact, right, on our spirit, on our minds, in our bodies.
So let me tell you this, Relinda. I first learned of your work by reading the January 2024 article in Pop Sugar. And the name of that article was The Glass Cliff Effect and Why Women Leaders Are Often Last In, Last Out. In the article, you say, anytime Black women are appointed to positions of leadership, they are hyper-visible and hyper-scrutinized in the workplace. You talk specifically of the resignation of Dr. Gray and the untimely death by suicide of Dr. Bailey. Please enlighten my listeners on what the glass cliff effect is and exactly how that was personified in the recent events involving these two exceptional C-suites.
Yeah, absolutely. So essentially, the glass cliff is the idea that, a woman in leadership will only go, as far, right? But really thinking about if you use the imagery of a cliff, being pushed, right, to that point, to that brink of not being able to sustain oneself. And in particular, through the research, it shows that when women are finally appointed to leadership positions, oftentimes it's at a time where the organization is in dire straits, right? Mm-hmm. So it has to be that it has, it has reached like the point of no return, where there's this idea of like, okay, we'll finally let, a woman, take the lead, right? But what did the organization have to go through in order for that to happen? And in particular, and so the glass cliff, it does have impact for all women, but particularly the nuanced impact for Black women is the idea that, again, in order to gain that leadership position, the organization has to be, on the brink of collapse. And it then ends up being this idea of last in, right? So it took, right, all of that time where we finally were in the last in, but then the first out, the phenomenon, right? So when it's time for folks to be on the chopping block, we are often, you know, the first. And so you're actually seeing this play out. When we think about Dr. Claudine Gay, there is a number of other organizations where Black women were at the helm, and then suddenly you saw them leave, right? Or you saw their resignation. Essentially, the glass cliff phenomenon ends up pushing these women out as a result. Oh, I don't think I hear you.
Sorry, let's go back. All righty, okay. So in the article, you speak of the setup where Black women are picked to lead institutions or organizations that are sinking ships. And they are expected, in my words, to plug in those holes. Mm-hmm. And when that doesn't happen, they become scapegoats. So you talked about that a little bit, about us being the first hired and then the first to let go. But please expound a little bit on how that negative perception can actually hurt or harm a woman's career.
Well, absolutely. Well, if you finally, you know, are in a position, but you're not set up for success, what ends up happening is that your, you know, trajectory is impacted in the future because your work can be seen as a failure, essentially, that you were brought in to lead. But if you have a short tenure, right, there's a perception, well, if you didn't last long, is it the organization's fault? Oftentimes it's looked at as the individual person. And so that's going to impact, you know, their future opportunities, because then you kind of have that scarlet letter, if you will, you know, around you that follows you. And so we know that so much of how, you know, these spaces, you know, work and across sectors, it's a very small network. News travels fast. And so I think that there's also that particular piece. And I just think overall, Black women aren't given the same latitude and grace as our, you know, obviously our white male, you know, counterparts, but other women as well. Like there is actually a very specific experience, right, that Black women, you know, have in the workplace, and the experience of microaggressions and misogyny, you know, all of these things, right? We think about hair, you know, featureism, colorism, right? So there's all of these pieces, right, that actually compound the experience of the glass cliff.
Yeah. So lastly, Rolinda, you say that Black women must save themselves because no one will do that for us but us. So please share with the C-suite community, what can C-suites do to rectify these problems and take the bull by the horns, if you will?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I just think it's so important, you know, that no position or title is worth our health and well-being. And so I think that obviously everyone has aspirations, right, within their professional careers. But if it comes at a cost to where your mental health is compromised, your psychological safety is compromised, right? Your health starts to deteriorate physically. None of those things are worth a title or, you know, a job position. And so I think it's really important that when we see these things happening, or if we're even experiencing them, to take a pause and to say, like, is this worth my spirit, right? And really saying, like, I have to actually chart a new course, because no one else is going to do that for us. It really has to come from within to say that we know better, we know that we deserve better, and we shouldn't have to compromise who we are and our health and well-being to achieve our professional aspirations.
Absolutely. And I like that. Sometimes we have to chart our own course. Well, you know, this brings my podcast to a close. But Relinda, somebody just might want to reach you, or they may want to have you on their podcast to continue this conversation. So can you tell us how you can be reached? And that article was amazing. How they could access the article.
Absolutely. So, yes, thanks so much. And I would just encourage everyone, let's keep the conversation going. This is going to continue to reverberate, and it's important. And I appreciate you even holding the space to have this conversation. But everyone, you can reach me through all the social medias, whether it's LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, X, formerly Twitter, at Relinda Watts, as well as Relinda Speaks, which is the consulting arm of my work. So a lot of my writing will be on all of those channels as well. So definitely check out the article and other articles. Again, I write about Black women in the workplace, and it's just such an important conversation, especially in this time where you're seeing Black women really be attacked and met with vitriol in numerous forms.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, thank you, thank you, thank you. So what I say to my listeners, please, if you like the podcast, like me on Facebook, connect with me on LinkedIn, and subscribe to my YouTube page, Jody Hood. Again, thank you one more time for being my guest. And until next time, She Sweets, remember to keep walking the walk and talking the talk. And C-Suites, baby, we're coming at you.
And it's for our woman who's at the C-Suites level. CEO. And we're coming your way to share our stories and leadership. So we walk.